The best among us, Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman. When you said this statement, you know that there is something were going on in the community in that time. Let Uthman, let Ali radiallahu anhu to say that and to announce it clearly that he believes that Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman were better than him, radiallahu anhum, ajma'een. So, in that time, for the first time, this idea came that there is Ali and his family better than anybody else. Ali deserved the Khilafah. Grows to the extent it became more dangerous. They said Ali better than Abu Bakr and Umar. Then after better than Abu Bakr and Umar, they said Ali, and this was Ibn Saba' al-Yahudi, Abdullah ibn Saba' al-Yahudi, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself entered Ali's body. Yani Ali's body occupied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ali. Whenever they said that, Ali radiallahu anhu said, لما رأيت الأمر أمرا منكرا. الله يكرمك شيخ. أججت ناري ودعوت قنبرا. When I have seen something so evil, I put a big fire and I told Qumbur, his slave, and his guard. I call him, come with the sword. And he start burning everybody saying that Ali is God. He start burning them in fire. What they did? They said, this is the proof that he is the God. Because God is the only one punished with hellfire, with fire. Ibn Abbas told him the Prophet ﷺ forbade or said it's forbidden for somebody to kill somebody with fire. So Ali stopped killing them in fire and burning them. What Ali radiallahu anhu did after that, he executed them, killing them. Anybody said that. Anyway, he had Abdullah ibn Saba. He captured him. There are so many different narrations, but the one I'm going to tell you is the one I choose. That he captured them, and there is a debate happened between him and Ibn Saba. And they said Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, his idea was not to kill them all, but for some reasons, Ali radiallahu anhu, he didn't kill Abdullah ibn Saba, this one. He just asked him to move to a city called Al-Mada'in, toward Al-Iraq. Ali was in Kufa. Naam. طيب, Abdullah ibn Saba, this Abdullah ibn Saba al-Yahudi, he's from Yemen, from Sana'a. He used to travel between Egypt and Iraq and Hijaz and all in Medina and Kufa, Basra, to encourage people to stand for against Uthman radiallahu anhu. He starts saying that there is wasi for each Nabi. Any prophet, he has chosen somebody to take the responsibility of the ummah after him. And this one was Ali. Anyway, it seems like he was very smart. He will not let anything come from him directly. Therefore, when Ali catch him, he couldn't prove anything really against him. And he ordered him to move to a city called Al-Mada'in in Iraq. وَاكْتَفَى بِنَفْيِهِ إِلَى الْمَدَائِنِ. Because we don't think that if he said what he said about Ali, that he is God, Ali will let him go with it. We believe he will never let him go with it, as some of the مؤرخين يعني said. Anyway, after Ali died, he starts saying this things that he is God. Even when they told him, Ali was murdered today, he was so angry. And he said, this is lie. The body you saw is not the body of Ali. This is the body of Shaytan. He took the shape of Ali and he did that only to see your iman, your faith, Ali, the God, yani. He just did that to see what is your faith, what is your reaction. But in fact, it is not Ali. And he said, Ali is coming back. He disappeared. He went to the heavens and he's coming back to see. And he said, Ali in the heavens. Ali in the heavens. Then he said, the thunder is his, what? No. The thunder is his voice. And the lightning. The lightning is his smile. And the clouds is his rider. He rides the clouds. Therefore, they used to say whenever they see a cloud, they mentioned Ali رضي الله عنه. And he said, Wallahi, if you bring to me his head, his brain, I would never believe that this is Ali. He will not ever die until he will roll all the earth and heavens. It's going to be belong to him. And he said that Ali will come back, and he will come back to the Masjid of Al-Kufa, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring for him two rivers running underneath of him. One of them from honey, and another one is sam, which is like butter, or like the butter or the fat. And you will be eating the butter with honey from the rivers, which is Allah will give him only for his Shia. So these ideas, it's anew. And this guy, he is just a person who claim that he is a Muslim. Some of the people who wrote about the Muslim history among the Western, they deny that there is any such person called Abdullah ibn Saba. Even the Shia, they refuse this personality. They said it's not exist. To free themselves, that their roots go back to this. They want to take it out from the history. And they cannot, because it exists in their books and in our books and exists in the history. Anyway, his name also Ibn Sawda, one of his name. Some people mix between him and Abdullah ibn Wahb al-Rasibi. Abdullah ibn al-Rasibi is the leader of the Khawarij who fought against Ali. So he cannot be the same person. In that time, it was very dangerous. These ideas, because they got with an ideas extreme that Ali is part of God or is God. From this part, there is a whole bunch of group from Shia held to these ideas, which is called them Al-Alawiyyin, who is now in Syria. Who is in Syria, like the governor in Syria, he is Alawi from this sect. They believe Ali is God, which is Al-Asad. Hafiz al-Asad and this people, they believe that Ali is, A'udhu Billah, Allah, Al-Alawiyyin. Anyway, from this idea which has came with Ibn Saba, these groups came. A lot of groups from Alawiyyin and Batiniyin, they adopt this. But the rest of the Shia, they didn't say Allah is Ali, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is himself enter Ali's body. But they dealt with Ali like God, as you will see very soon. They give Ali the status of lordship and status of worship. طيب. You will see that tashayya Shia as an idea start as loving to Ali. But when you love somebody too much, extreme love lead you to this kind of bid'ah. And they start as supporters for him against whoever fight him. Then it became supporter for him against anybody else. He fought him or not. Start by an idea of he is better. Then it ends by he is better and they are kuffar, the others than him. Other than him. They start to saying takfir, not only to Uthman, it's go back to Umar and Ali radiallahu anhu. They said all the sahaba kuffar. All the prophets and companions became kuffar. Especially whoever lived after the Prophet ﷺ. When Abu Bakr been given bay'ah by the majority of Sahaba, everybody give the bay'ah to Abu Bakr or accept it, he's kafir. They said we only have exceptions for few of them, such as Salman al-Farisi, al-Miqdad, Ammar, Abu Dharr, Hudhaifa, 7, 6, 10, a difference between one group to another. It's the extreme goal. Farther step to say Ali is God, A'udhu Billah, and to say that the Imams after Ali are Imams who cannot be in any way doing any mistakes. The idea of if what? Ma'soom, which is infallibility. طيب. There is something the nature of all the sects or all Ahlul Ahwa, the people of desires,